Ooh, Freakonomics.
Okay, that would be the new intro for, now we should have a drum roll since he's got a special intro this week for Freakonomics author, co-author, I should say, Stephen Dubner, who also has a blog on the New York Times. And you've been reporting for us from the RNC in St. Paul, and you've just returned. And you got some thoughts on John McCain and what perhaps he might have against economists.
Yeah, so I like economists. I like economics.
Well,
I think
you
it's
would
a,
be one, so I'm sure that you would like some of them at least.
Yeah, I think it's a useful science, right? But, you know, and you would think that McCain would be a good economics president because he, like a lot of economists, is kind of a rationalist. He speaks his mind. He's not very PC, right? But you could be forgiven for thinking that he hates them. Here's from a quote from a town hall meeting in New York in June, back during the heated days of arguing over the gas tax holiday. Remember that? Which just about every credible economist in America thought was a ridiculous and ineffective gimmick. Here's what McCain said. He said, "These economists, they're the same ones, I guess, that didn't tell us about the housing subprime lending crisis. They're the ones that didn't tell us about the dot-com meltdown or warn us that inflation's coming up. So I trust the people, not the so-called economists, to give the American people a little bit of relief."
He's mad as hell and not going to take it anymore,
that
as
is,
far as economists
he is an
are concerned.
Anti-economite, as far as I can tell.
And that's interesting he would do that because he also last year essentially said that the issue of economics is not economics is not something I understand as well as I should.
Which would seem to be a weird and glaring admission of a weakness that he wouldn't seem to have. So, you know, it's interesting. Political Scientist, there's an interesting book out that tries to argue what makes a good president good and why, okay? Because we rate our presidents kind of along very soft lines, soft metrics. And this argument is that good economic presidents tend to come to the job with a big background or at least affinity for business or economics. Last night at the convention.
Or actually a mentor.
Yeah, or at least, right, you have people listen to. Last night, look who we saw speak before Governor Palin was Meg Whitman and Carly Fiorina. Those are, you know, there's plainly...
Meg Whitman, the eBay.
Former chairman of eBay, and Carly Fiorina, former CEO of Hewlett-Packard.
They both bombed, by the way.
I saw Fiorina only. I thought it was, I hate to say, a remarkably bad speech.
That's a whole tangent.
It is a tangent, but it was
an nobody
interesting
was listening
one.
To economists in the hall. I mean, it's sort of thematic in the sense that nobody was paying any attention to the economists.
Well, this is true. I asked, so yesterday.
While you were also there, though, you got to talk to McCain's top economist.
I did. I asked a fellow named Doug Holtz-Eakin, who is a very well-regarded academic economist and institutional economist, who is now McCain's chief economic advisor. And I asked him, does McCain hate economists the way he sounded like he did in his populist spiel at the town hall meeting? He said, no, he doesn't hate economists. And I laughed when he said that. He said, but I agree that you shouldn't simply listen to economists because what we say is often too dense, too arcane, and not really actionable enough. That is really the point of conflict here. Political rhetoric and economic analysis are diametrically opposed. One is extraordinarily simple. One is very complex. So,
but you could say that about everything, about foreign policy, about social policy.
You could.
I don't know anything about those. Medicare policy.
I don't know anything about those, so I'm not here to talk about them. But what I do know is that economic policy is a big piece of a government, and it's a big piece of the campaign.
Well, but, you know, FDR had Galbraith. I mean, you could say James Madison had Adam Smith. You could say Ronald Reagan had Milton Friedman. You could even say Clinton had Robert Rubin. I mean, the economists do go along with the policy and actually do have a certain amount of visibility, even if they are arcane.
They have a ton. I mean, the challenge, as Holtz-Eakin told me, is this. It's to take the reality that you know, which is based on empirical work and analysis, give it to your candidate in a way that he can use it to make real good decisions, but not belabor the points that economists tend to belabor all the time. As he said, what economists like to do, what a lot of academics like to do, is argue with each other over the fine points, find the things that they disagree on. That doesn't work well politically.
And you also mentioned another thing, which is to argue against the policy you don't want.
That's exactly right. He said one of the biggest tasks he has is shooting down bad policy. One of the examples of that he gave was this. There was a movement in the McCain campaign to say that all oil that's drilled on U.S. soil should be sold only in the U.S. In other words, let's participate in the free market except when
right.
it comes to American
oil. And that,
of
course, is preposterous. Well, then, let's hear the theme again, okay? Quickly? Well, all right. So what is the Freakonomics take on John McCain?
Well,
let's tee it up.
He likes economists fine, and he listens to them hard. So here's the big difference. Last night If you were watching TV, watching the RNC last night and didn't know anything about the Republican platform on energy, let's say,
right.
you would think it could be reduced to one line, which is this, drill, baby, drill, right? That was the rallying cry in the hall last night.
A supply-side argument.
An extremely narrow supply-side argument, whereas, in fact, the McCain campaign, has this Lexington proposal, which you've probably discussed on this program before. It's an extraordinarily comprehensive and nuanced energy campaign that comprises everything from oil, coal, in many different versions to, of course, an argument for more nuclear, safer nuclear, alternative energy, and so on.
Conservation, windmills, so on.
It's a good
Palin
look.
Essentially laid it out in a sentence or two, but it was not something that was harped on.
No, and won't be.
So here's the takeaway. What you're saying is, as long as the campaign's going on, we're in the freakonomic zone. Once it's over, then we get into the real economic zone.
That's exactly right. Economists are people you want to bury for now because because they're too arcane and analytical sounding, and there's too many if on one hand, on the other hand, and why, you know, Harry Truman said.
But is that true for both parties?
Interesting. We didn't talk about Obama and economics. Obama, who's thought of as so liberal, is a real subscriber to the University of Chicago School of Economic Thought.
Milton Friedman.
Austin Goolsbee, who's a guy I happen to know a bit and who was one of the chief economic advisors during the campaign. He's not the main guy now. He is a Chicago guy. He is a believer in free markets. Obama, I feel, has been totally misconstrued by the public and the media to some degree. We've been led to think that he is a left-winger economically, that he's a socialist, whereas, in fact, I think he's listening to the University of Chicago ideas much more than people give him credit for.
Well, it's time to bury you.
No, we missed your Truman quote.
Oh, you know, on the one hand,
you have about 5 seconds.
On the one hand, they're always saying, on the one hand, I want a one-handed economist because they're always saying, on the one hand, this, on the one hand, that. I'm saying, you know, you need three hands because there's always on the one, the other, and on the third hand, if I had one. Those are the kind of arguments I like to make.
Stephen Dubner, you never let us down.
Dubner,
co-author of Freakonomics, both the book and the blog on the New York Times website.
If you
thank you.
Thanks for having me.
If you go on Spore, you could have a third hand.